Dobrý den, vážení televizní diváci, ještě jednou se vracíme ke filmovému festivalu v Karlových Varech. Je nám velkou ctí, že máme před kamerou pana Sergeje Loznicu, což je globálně známý světový režisér, dokumentarista, je to Ukrajinec, původně matematik, mám velký komplex, protože před matematiky. Poté, co působil jako matematik, tak vystudoval film a stal se velmi jako zásadním dokumentaristou, ale také autorem hraných filmů. Ty dokumentární filmy jsou velmi zajímavé a velmi zvláštní. Sergej Loznica, I am particularly fascinated by the documentaries that you've been making, and obviously, I suppose the biggest surprise or impression on me was made by your film Austerlitz about the Sachsenhausen concentration camp. But of course, you have a very idiosyncratic handwriting, and you do this thing with most of your documentaries, basically defiant objectivity, whereby you kind of record what people do. And my question, starting with the Austerlitz film, to you is, in order for actually your audiences to understand that people are behaving in, an unusual, let us say, manner, you need to assume that there are certain normal ethical standards that people believe in. But what if it doesn't work? I mean, what if basically it is typical for that film Austerlitz, if people actually don't realize that you do not do selfies in front of cremating furnaces, or your film Dzień Pobiedy. I mean, perhaps many people will think that this is a wonderful praise about what people are doing. Are you not afraid that in today's world where all values are actually being messed up, your message isn't really communicated that well?
Добрий день.
Добрий день.
First of all. I'm not afraid at all how people react on my film, and if they will think that this is a normal case, they right to think what they think, but for me, this place is in some moment show us some strangeness or a strange situation. So some paradox of our reality. And I'm looking this kind of places because, like in Austerlitz, from one side we have to keep memory somehow in certain way, but in the way how we keep it now and what you and how you can observe that, it's a little bit strange.
Yes, it is a problem because those people who probably from the airport go to the Sachsenhausen concentration camp of an afternoon.
But it's always a position of the tourist. Touristic position, it's always a little bit strange. No, you just observe, but not seriously, observe from the side. And move very fast in a way that you can't understand really what happened, but you have some imagine and you think that it is like your impression, but it was not.
So it is basically, this is a function of a work of art, isn't it? That you're saying that tourists are weird anyway, because being a tourist is, you are in a weird situation, but in your film, rightfully, you have basically zoomed in on an exaggerated situation in that concentration camp.
You know, in beginning of 20th century, during First World War, was created this word Ersatz. Ersatz coffee, Ersatz brot.
Yes, yes.
You know, this idea of Ersatz exists inside that. I don't know how, and in general, if we ask ourselves if it's possible to know and to feel what people know and feel who was in that situation, this is a philosophical question.
In other words, I'm sure other not. People's experiences are incommunicable, you're saying?
Yes. And from that point, if we look to that kind of memorial, the question is what we share with each other. And what we try to show, and what we try, where is the limit, where it doesn't work already?
It is a very powerful film. I'm just afraid that many people will say, okay, from now on, I can do anything in a concentration camp. Mr. Loznica tells me it's all right. Dzień Pobiedy. I mean, what have you had any reactions from those people whom you filmed there?
So I didn't say this is all right.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, but when I show when the people who work in Sachsenhausen watch this film, the workers and the I don't know, scientists or people who doctors who work for that museum, they said that this is speculation from my side.
Really? Really?
Yes, okay. That I just collect special moment, and in general it's not like that. But I use this way, just long takes where I didn't cut specific moment and show how it happened in time.
I know, yes.
So this is, this reaction was very interesting.
Well, they don't want to offend, they don't want to lose their tourist crowd, maybe.
This is also very strange, you know, because the place is, if you count this, like how many million people passing through that, it's also somehow it's very strange. Because some knowledge is not necessary for others, you know.
You're right.
And maybe it's too much to give this kind of knowledge to young people, like unprotected people who is 12 or 13 years. I have seen when I shot some history from young girl and from school. Of course, they watch that and they listen that, and after that become, you know, it's started hysteric with them. I can imagine that it is... very difficult topic to and I don't know the way how, because if we show that all of that, all this horror, if it is protect us or not, this is a question, because the root how it created is so deep, you know, and this ideas is so deep inside our culture. And we live in a social democratic society, yes? And this is also, this is an extreme appearance of this social democratic society. I mean, the one extreme is totalitarianism, which was in Soviet Union, and another extreme is this kind of totalitarianism, which was in Germany.
Yes.
But it's the same root in this sort of totalitarianism. It is. It means that somebody knows how live in good life and how we have to live. And somebody say us, you must live like that. If you don't want, come on, welcome to our preparing for you special places, concentration camp.
I will fast forward to your recent projects, the trial. I of course am old enough to have experienced the Prague Spring of 68, and during that time as a teenager I learned everything about these show trials, so your trial doesn't actually surprise me at all, because this happened here in Czechoslovakia in the 1950s, except of course the numbers of people murdered were smaller. But nevertheless, one question. What I found really interesting, you're working in the West. How do you gain access to this archival footage?
No, I don't know, it's easy. I just,
it is in the West, or you can go and get it from
no,
Moscow?
No, not me, but my assistant can go and...
They get it in Moscow, yeah?
Yes, of all course, right. It's a state, a documentary state Russian archive, and in Krasnogorsk, and it's a great archive, and when I ask them, I know them, the chief of archive, and people who work there, I know... since 20-25 years, and when I asked, they was happy.
And your film State Funeral, about the funeral of Stalin after his death, is going to be also based on archival material.
Everything, all pictures from archive, and this is the question, or this situation surprised me a lot, because you know, they made in 1953, Sergei Gerasimov, Lev Kapalin and Chio Reilly made a film, 65 minutes, based on this footage. And this film was banned. Yes, it was a propaganda film, Great Stalin, etc. But film was banned, and after that appears in 1990. But nobody
was interested. Yeah.
And after that, you know, nobody made a film. And we don't have image of that. And this very important moment when, on my opinion, this state... start to die, because the main person who created the state
was Stalin.
Was Stalin, and all rules and all this technology which they used was created by this person. And after his death, it's slowly start to destroy it.
And what is your input into these documentaries? Because obviously there are hours of those confessions, and I know from 68 that people were actually, there was sleep deprivation, various terror, they were forced to learn by heart those confessions, which we hear in that film of the trial, of the process. So obviously there were millions of hours of this, and you obviously didn't cover everything. But what is your artistic contribution to this archival footage and that one of the state funeral?
You know, this footage which exists in the archive is 30 hours.
Okay.
30, yes? And I choose 2 hours for the film.
So you do the highlights?
It's a choice first. And I, of course, I make a structure. Of course, I avoid voiceover. Or some heads, speaking heads, who will discuss and comment what happened. I would like to show what happened in that time.
But it's again your defiant, objective gaze, as is well known from all your other documentaries.
Yes, of course. I would like invite spectator to that time and feel what people feel and observe what people can see. But with our experience and with 66 years later, we have another point of view from the people who was there and living. And nothing special from me. I just recreate situation and with our vision, we ready to discover ourselves what it was, what kind of society it was, and what happened in that day and that 3 days in this country. And of course, it's very important to show. To it show is, this, it's a taboo. This this situation, who have a speeches on Red Square, and what kind of speeches was, and who was invited, and how it was, how all countries staying and you know, crying. This is kind of taboo, because if you watch it, you have accept something other and start to think.
It is fantastic work. We will have to slowly finish because we are running out of time, but I wanted to ask you, you're working in the West with the help of many Western institutions. Do these films get shown in Russia these days?
The trial, of course, it was screening in Moscow and Yekaterinburg. And
that
Wilson
is fantastic.
Center, yes.
Because there is new sort of praise for Stalin in Russia these days, no?
No. It is because there's such a deep memory, and it was quite a lot of people, 1,000 spectators in cinema, and it was full, absolutely full. And you can't imagine that how deep this memory, and people would like to know, would like to see that, and this kind of films never was made in you know, after the Soviet Union collapsed. Of course, during the Soviet Union it was not possible.
Of course, you
couldn't. And so I'm sure that a film about Stalin, about his funeral, will be shown, I'm sure, with a huge interest. It will be a screen in Moscow.
Mr. Loznica, we could talk about, I have still millions of other questions, however we have to finish.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Vážení televizní diváci, děkujeme vám za pozornost. Naschledanou. Na svidání.
Do svidání.